along the Cotswold canals. Welcome to Ryford Swing Bridge, one of the places on the canals trail. This is one of a series of recordings made by local people, which you can listen to at different places along the Cotswold canals.
The swing bridge in front of you was installed in the 1980s and replaced a wooden bridge. The crisscross handrails you see today were transferred from the previous bridge. Bill Evel, a long-time volunteer and supporter of the restoration, describes where to find a very personal memento.
You'll see that there's a seat on the side of the towpath, and if you look at the seat, you'll see there's a little plaque in memory of my father, who actually done a lot of the main welding on the main structure of the new bridge.
In the wall opposite the bridge, you will see a black door. This door was cut into the wall to allow access to the sluice gates behind it. Martin Hyde, who lived along this stretch of the canal, took responsibility for operating these sluice gates.
When it rained, you had to keep an eye on the river, and when the river came up high, you'd have to beetle off down the towpath and lift the gates up. But this could be in the middle of the night, you know, or it usually was something like that, usually. Some awkward time, when it was dark or something, and you'd hear the rain coming down, and I'd go out into the back garden and look at the river, and I'd think, oh my God, it's come right up to the top. Got to go down and open the gates a bit quick. So they used to go down and open the gates.
Martin had a very clever way of calculating how much he needed to turn the sluice.
If the water reaches that black flood line, it's just going over the bank. I used to run it 3 bricks below black line, and I worked out that the gates worked on a 3 notches on the gate was the equivalent of 1 brick. So I could raise or lower the water level of the river quite easily by thinking how many bricks I want to go up or down, and then wind the gates by the equivalent amount.
Thank you for listening. Other recordings are available along the towpath, or can be downloaded on our website at www.alongthecotswoldcanal.co.uk.